Act Zero, Storyline.
You are in a relatively white, empty room. There is a long black table in the center. At one side of the table, they are sitting the bureaucrats. And at the other side of the table, they are sitting the applicants. The narrator is a background voice in the scene that moves quietly in the room. Storyline. Imagine that you were recently evicted from your previous place due to a trapping contract situation. You and your roommates were forced to break illegally your previous contract and sign a new one, where your rights were even more minimized. The bureaucratic free market language of the contract, the foreign law language barrier, the threat of the agent, and the precarity of being homeless in an unfamiliar country made you sign this contract, which was the main reason of your eviction. At the current moment, you're hosted by friends until you find a more permanent place to stay. Meanwhile, the government asks you to declare within 5 days of your movement your new address, which you do not have. Also, you need to deregister from your old address in order to get your deposit back. Consequently, you have to follow another bureaucratic path. This involves requesting for permission for a short-term postal address while declaring the addresses of your current hosts. You gather the required documents, you process the 9-page text and another one with the personal data of your hosts and yourself, and answers questions about why did you have a house? Who are the people who host you? What is your relationship with them? Where do you sleep? Where do you store your belongings? How many people, households are hosting you? And accordingly, their personal data. For how long? Why can't you cannot register there? What days of the week do you stay to the one house, and what days of the week do you stay to the other house? Whether and how you're searching for a permanent place, and what is the tangible proof of your search? It will take 8 weeks for your request to be processed and for the government to approve or reject if you deserve your friend's hospitality. Scene 1. You're now in front of your computer and you're encountering the first form that you're supposed to fill. Thankfully, this one is in English, though the page of the application is only in Dutch. You have to open a new tab to start translating. You have been contacting friends the previous days in order to make sure they feel alright to use their house's postal address, and you have been asking their personal information and documents. Now you're ready to proceed to the application. Imaginary bureaucrats, the red and the blue, are standing in front of you, and they are asking the following. You, applicant orange, applicant green, and applicant purple are answering their questions.